Dave, earlier in the show, Dan Cook stood up and made a bold statement. He decided that today would be the good day to be the only person on the planet taking a dump on Byron Buxton, hitting for the cycle. It's a bold, it's the kind of hot take nonsense you would expect from me.
When the world zigs, I zag, Jason.
Well, I respect the hot take, but you're wrong, Dan, as much as I adore you as a human being. The fact that you can hit for the cycle in this day and age when pitching is not only is pitching as good as it is, but you're consistently seeing different pitchers throughout the game. And I think that's the big thing. You know, we talk about pitchers not going the full 7, 8, 9 innings because they don't want to get through an order the third time. If any single batter can counteract that and have the day that he had, I think that's impressive. Not to mention, this team is 2 games below 500 going into the break. Let them celebrate something.
Are you more mad at the team, or are you mad at like the public, the rest of us?
Me or Dan? I'm mad at Dan. I think Dan.
For sure, yes,
as I've been called by my kids, he's a fun sponge. Like, let people have. Yeah. Let the baby have their bottle. That this has not been the greatest season for Twins fans.
What annoys me isn't celebrating a 4-hit day, because that is an accomplishment. What annoys me is that we get extra juiced about it simply because we can count to 4.
Would it be cooler if he did it in order? So if he got a single first, and then a double, then a triple. Yeah, it would be cooler.
It's ridiculous no matter how he does it, because he's not trying to do it until he gets to the last one.
It's only cool if you try to do something.
Well, why are we getting all crazy about something that we're not actually trying to do?
Nobody's trying to hit home runs. You get the right pitch and you get the right beat on it. I mean, by that logic, Dan, we shouldn't celebrate anything because no one's ever trying to do anything.
That's not true.
He still has to do it.
That's not true. There are points in games where people are actually trying to hit home runs. That does happen. And you know that.
But they have to do it still.
Yeah, you have to do it. I'm not saying, you know, that it's not that 4 hits isn't something to celebrate. It's the extra added layer of celebration because it's the counting number. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4. If he had a single, a double, and 2 home runs, we wouldn't celebrate that at the same level as we do a single, a double, a triple, and a home run, even though the 2 home run day is a better day.
If it was just as commonplace as you want to make it, then it proves to you why this is such a big deal. Then everybody would do it.
It's so ridiculous.
No, people don't hit for the cycle every day.
I mean, yes, it is.
We make a big deal out of pitchers, you know, pitching a no-hitter, but they still walk a couple of guys. I mean, I'd say, all right, that's ridiculous. You want to pitch a no-hitter where you don't put any on base. I think that's more impressive. But the cycle is something. I mean, to do all that in one game, I think that's impressive.
Well, this is a great topic.
But, Dan, I still adore you.
I appreciate
that,
Dan. I
still think you're a wonderful human being.
I think you're right about everything except this.
Like you.
So Byron Buxton tonight will have a chance, and we got to watch him on Friday as he was practicing at Target Field for the Home Run Derby. Tonight, Home Run Derby. Big, 8 big hitters. Byron, what do you think, Dave? I mean, Byron has been so hot.
I love it, but I'll tell you, this is what bothers me again. Soto's not in there, and Aaron Judge isn't in there, and Otani's not in there. I love the Home Run Derby if you get the top 5 to 10 guys in the league to hit in it. But it's not the top 5 guys. It's of the top 20 or 30 that are willing to take part. Yes, I know Raleigh is leading the league, so I'm glad that he's in there. And I think Buxton's – I love that he's in there too. I wish it was back in the day. I know, old man – yelling at the cloud, right? But the days that you would have the top 5 hitters all duke it out for Home Run King, that's the Home Run Derby I miss.
It's never going to happen, right? I mean, it's
no,
never
going to
happen again. And in life, you win against whoever shows up. Like, it would be cooler if you had the heavy hitters, the big ones. But, you know, what do I care? I just want my guy to win. I am a true fan. I don't really care.
Speaking of fun little statistic, it's 17 years to the day since Justin Morneau won his home run.
Justin Morneau did it.
Would that qualify as worthy of celebration under the Dan Cook rules of what we can get excited about?
He's achieving something he was trying to achieve, yes.
He's hitting batting practice. That's not nearly as impressive as hitting for the cycle.
Whoa.
It's 60-mile-an-hour pitches, belt or waist-high wherever he wants it, from a batting practice coach.
And you know that those balls are juiced to the rims, too.
Sure. To me, hitting for the cycle is way more impressive than winning the home run derby.
Any four-hit day is better than winning the home run derby, and any four-hit day is equally impressive as the cycle. The cycle shouldn't be special.
Well, don't you get like $1 million or something if you win the home run derby? What do you get for winning it?
I don't think you might get like a car or something, but I don't think you get $1 million.
You get a fan base that hopes dearly you didn't mess up your swing for the second half of the season.
I believe everybody, let's just take a moment and enjoy the fact that I was correct.
Wow, really?
The winner gets $1 million. The runner-up gets $750,000.
Wow.
And everybody who plays gets $150,000. Now, if you're Byron Buxton, do you care about $150,000?
I mean, it probably pays for the jet fuel that it took to fly him and Joe Ryan down there.
But he's going to have taxes on it, too, right?
I mean, $1 million is still $1 million, no matter how big your Major League Baseball contract is, right?
True.
Yeah, pretty good. Yes. Dave Schwartz is with us. Why don't we break now so we have a little more time when we come back? Is that all right?
Sounds great to me. Dan and I can argue some more.
Good. we'll continue this argument during the break. Drive Time with DeRussia. Coming back in just a second here on CCA. All right, Dave Schwartz is with us. Your hair looks wonderful, by the way. You can see Dave on our YouTube stream. Yeah, heat advisory.
All right, it's
you've been warned.
I'll be out fishing tomorrow night. I can't wait.
Are you sure you feel safe?
I do. Thanks. We have. I'm in a fishing league. It's outstanding. It's my favorite night of the week.
A fishing league? How does that work?
Yeah. Well, if you're good at it, which I'm not, my partner and I, we're up against 7 other boats. It's a different lake every 2 weeks, and you go for a different species in that lake.
What are you fishing for tomorrow? Do you know?
Tomorrow it is northern pike.
Cool.
My least favorite thing to fish for.
Are they hard to get, or you just don't like eating?
They have teeth. They're nasty. And so, I'm not a fan. But
I get it.
Luckily, I can catch whatever I catch, so I don't not that good of a fisherman.
The texters want us to be clear that Byron Buxton had a 5-hit day because he had 2 singles, so he went 5 for 5. So I just want.
How do you feel about that, Dan?
I mean, it's completely irrelevant to the discussion, but yes, he did have 5 hits.
Accuracy matters.
Yeah, that is the mantra of this show.
Nitpicking doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, this is a boring week in sports, right? Like, Dan gave me all these articles. Yeah. There's nothing going on.
When I used to work in the sports business, like, everyone would try to take off Wednesday, Thursday,
for sure.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because there's literally no sports for those 3 days. It's nothing.
So I was at the game. Dan was at the game as well on Friday night, the Twins game, and they do the post-game concert. So Nelly, I got to see Nelly doing some of the Nelly hits. Can you name many Nelly hits?
Oh my gosh, EI was a good one.
Yes.
You Can Find Me in St. Louis. Like I swear the 3 times that I've been to St. Louis, every time I'm there, Nelly's playing on the radio. I think they just play it all.
He did the bit. The whole he played for 90 minutes. It was
wow.
Yeah. He did a country song. Ride With Me, I think, was the country song he did. Force Ones, of course. That was a big one.
It's a good one. Country Grammar. Yeah, it's a good one.
I think it is funny that we are of the age Like, I saw Ludacris last 2 weeks ago and Nelly this week. Mm-hmm. And we're like, do a quick Google of what artists we're going to see how old they are, years old.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Nelly and I are the same age.
Did he play any of his new stuff?
Does he have new stuff?
He doesn't have any new stuff. No, he doesn't. I'm just kidding.
It was pretty fun. I have to say, like, some of this stuff, these concerts, it's brilliant. Target Field was sold out. It was a great game. They had a great game. But, like, having all those people downtown, really good. Like, you can come downtown. Mm-hmm. You can have a good time. Like, come on back. It was a cool night, I have to say.
It's brilliant because I guarantee you there was a portion of the ballpark that was there only to watch Nelly because
Correct. Back
in the heyday, you couldn't get a ticket for 20 or 30 bucks to go see Nelly.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, smart.
I went to the Minneapolis club before. This is my life. So a little Minneapolis club for a little cocktail on the patio. So we did that. Then we go to Nelly. And then we're faced with this question, where do I eat late night? Because it's hard to, there aren't too many places that are open late. Well, I turned to the Star Tribune and their best of, you know, do you get the print paper? They sent like this giant magazine to your house the other yesterday. And
we don't get the print paper anymore.
So they have the categories where people vote on. And do you know what the best late night eats winner was for the Minnesota, best in Minnesota, gold award winning late night eats?
I don't have any clue.
Quick Trip.
I go to bed at 9. I don't have late night eats.
It was Quick Trip, the gas station.
I guess it's better than White Castle.
Yeah. You know what? Quick Trip, why not? Why not? And I posted about this on Twitter, and people were all, like, being snobby about it. And I said, you know, Quick Trip is for the people. It's for the people. It's not for the snobs.
My wife and I just had that conversation yesterday. We took a road trip yesterday to go drop our son at camp, and we stopped at Quick Trip. And we said, you know, Quick Trip's, like, the only place you actually can shop for groceries in addition
yes.
to. There's other places. But, like, it's clean. They have good stuff. Like, you'd actually want to eat the food there.
Pretty funny. It did crack me up that it was number one, and I was inspired by this yesterday to go. I'm trying to, like, get ready to reinvent myself with you know, the empty nester lifestyle. So Alyssa and I joined another couple, and we went to Coon Rapids, and we went to the Outback Steakhouse. And can I tell you something about the Outback Steakhouse? It's fantastic. It was very good. You're making a face. You're saying no?
I used to like it. Actually, that was one of my first paying jobs. I was a busboy at an Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, what, did that ruin it for you?
Yeah. No, I liked it. We went there one time before. I didn't have the greatest experience, but I've had a lot of good experiences there.
I mean, you can get a steak.
Now. I like Outback Steakhouse.
No, it's all right. Like you, but you, I'm sure your experience varies based on where you go, right? But like...
Yes.
The people were so nice, and you could get like a prime rib for $30. You're like, holy moly. Get a steak for $30.
The Bloomin' Onion's amazing. That's like the greatest value. It's a giant onion deep fried.
So when I was younger, Alyssa and I would house a Bloomin' Onion, just the two of us. And now, because, you know, big government is telling everybody what they have to do for their health, thanks, Obama. Now there's a calorie count on the menu. And do you know how many calories are in a Bloomin' Onion?
Probably like your entire daily allowance.
2,000 calories. And you're like...
And enough sodium for a week.
It's a vegetable. It's an onion. Like, what is... How is that even possible?
Just let us live, right?
Yeah, that's right. Dave, thank you. We'll see you next week.
All right, see you guys.
Dave Schwartz, Henry Lake coming up next.